First case, please.
Case number 9883, Purdue AgriCycle LLC, southwest of U.S. Route 13A, 3,870 feet southeast of Road 488. A special use exception to place a manufactured home as an office. State your full name and address, please.
Joe Dixon, 215 Hant Worker Drive, Delmar, Delaware.
Okay, do you swear to tell the truth to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay, go there.
You can put them for you?
There's an easel right over there, so if you'd like to.
Here?
Yeah, right over there. You can use that easel.
Oh, okay.
One right there.
Good evening. I'm representing Purdue Farms at our agri-recycle business at 28338 Navarro Way. We are requesting permission to put in a mobile office trailer next to our scales for scale office. The unit is, this is their scales, and the unit will be approximately 3,000 feet from Route 13A and 2,000 feet off County Road 488. We're having some growing pains. We have a lot of truck traffic, and we're trying to streamline that part of our operation to get the drivers away from the plant, put the scale house out where they do the paperwork out by the scales so they can leave the truck. Do the paperwork, get back on the scales, and exit the property. There are some safety concerns with them running back and forth to the plant, and we're hoping that this will alleviate those problems as well as streamline that operation. We're requesting a positive outcome for this.
And how long do you plan on having this there, this trailer for this?
I'm not sure at this point. We hope to put it in on a temporary basis and build a building further down the road that would house that operation.
Okay. And now it's not going to have any running water or anything in it?
Yes, it will have a restroom in the unit.
Okay.
You're going to have a kitchen and stuff in it?
No, sir. It'll have a office on each end, a large area in the center with a bathroom facility.
The maximum that this board can approve such a request is 5 years, and typically it's less time, but some idea of when you anticipate a permanent structure being built?
Sir, I do not have that information. Steve Lester is our plant superintendent. Do you have any idea on the...
Do you have sworn in, sir? Sir, you need to be sworn in, please.
Name and address, please.
My name is Steve Lester, and my address is P.O. Box 222, Belhaven, Virginia.
Okay, do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Okay, you can go right there.
I'm just coming on as a new plant manager of this facility. We've made some changes, and as Mr. Dixon stated, that we're having some growing pains. We want to right now get adjusted, you know, and get our flow pattern corrected. Mm-hmm. Right now, we haven't put anything together in the budget for the upcoming year. So, but it is something that we're going to look at in the future. Mm-hmm. I don't have a timetable on that. Like I said, I'm just kind of getting my hands around the operation right now. But I do see, you know, with us proving that our point of it being streamlined, the operation, I think it'd be very easy to approach the Capitol Committee and get a permanent structure there. So,
do you figure 2 or 3 years?
I would say probably 2 at the most, in just an estimate. You know, there right now, like I say, we want to get everything there, and basically, what we're going to have to do once we get it in place is, you know, look at how we're going to position the new building with the existing one in place. So there'll be some things that we have to work out on that end.
Bud? Bud?
Yeah. We don't usually approve sewer with that, do we? On a building like that?
No.
No.
That's not.
Well,
we don't.
Well, some of them. It depends on the use. I mean, this is being used as an office, and you know, it's not surprising to have a bathroom in an office now. Maybe no kitchen.
But we don't.
We haven't done it since I've been on the board, I don't think.
Well, a lot of the ones, I think you're probably thinking more of the ones they start using for storage purposes.
Or sales office.
Right.
For building.
The sales office.
We don't usually give that to them, sale offices either.
Some of them do.
Some of them.
Yeah, some of them.
I'm not sure we even ask a lot of them, because they're just there for such a short time.
Cooking facilities.
Okay, so the sewer is allowed with that?
They're allowed to have them, yeah.
Okay.
Typically, I think they probably use a holding tank.
There's a lot of that we requested, but there's portal pots.
What happens when they get their permit, they are required to have a number for the sewer if they're going to hook up to a sewer. If not, they're get a holding tank, but they've got to have something if they're going to have.
Sure.
Correct.
Yes.
Maybe a portal.
But we don't normally rule on anything like that, no.
Okay.
No. I mean, I think that's what he's
taking care of.
We normally don't rule on that.
Yeah. Right. Brandon's taking care of it in the system as they get, as you approve the permit, then the system takes over.
Okay.
This will go in front of your present building?
Yes, sir.
This is, if I understand you right, this is for some of the truckers to come in and do their paperwork or get their scale ticket or?
Scale tickets.
Correct. My office is also going to be located on one end so that I can kind of watch the operation. Then the scale office will be on the other end. Then we'll have kind of a general area in the center. And I guess a place where they can kind of, you know, hang out until they get their tickets and all.
Where is that done now?
It's done now inside of the building. They have to walk approximately, I guess, 150 feet to the building. And there's a little small office right inside of there now. But they walk across lanes of traffic, you know, and it's creating a dangerous environment.
This will be parallel with the roadway, parallel to the scale?
Yes, parallel alongside the scale. There'll be a little platform between where they can just step out of their truck on the platform right into the office. Much safer.
Okay. All right, thank you. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Worman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
And just one more on the time thing. I mean, you're saying next year's budget, you could possibly have monies appropriated, so therefore you would need some additional time to get it built.
That's true.
3 years would be ample.
Right now, like I say, it hasn't been put together on the board. I really hadn't had time to review all the capital projects as of yet, but it is definitely something that we want to put before the board. And we've got, unfortunately, this year has been taken up, so we're trying to get a temporary solution and solve our safety issue.
So 3 years would be ample time?
Yeah, more than enough time, yes.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I don't see where it was substantially affect adversely uses of neighboring adjacent properties and make a motion that we approve case number 9883 for a period of 3 years.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9883 for a period of 3 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved for a period of 3 years.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.